Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
That it is. Welcome in. It's Old School on the Ticket with you from 3 to 6 here on a beautiful Wednesday. Austin and DP with you. Jay Foreman will be along here before too long. Certainly rope in the Husker Hall of Famer. Lots to get to on a fun show. 8 days away from kickoff, Husker Nation. 8 days away, a week from tomorrow, will be Nebraska and Cincinnati. A lot to get to on the Huskers front coming up in about an hour as well. Marcus Satterfield, EJ Barthel, and a couple selected players. We'll take the mic. We'll tell you what they had to say when we have the ability so to do. We'd love to hear from you as always. 402-464-5685. Hit us up on our starter, Heyman Jewelers text line. DP, welcome into Old School. How are you?
Good to be here. Good to be heard. And I'm doing well. Let's get it.
Yes, let's. So Baseball Corner on Monday, I broached this topic, but you're in the building. Would like your thoughts on it because I think there's a lot that I didn't get to over the course of just the 1 hour of the Baseball Corner. And that is Major League Baseball, a little bit of a firestorm set off by Commissioner Rob Manfred. Not for a terrible reason this time. Good job, Rob Manfred. It's actually a semi-positive headline. He was at the Little League Classic, right? The game between the Mariners and the Mets up there in Williamsport. And he was on the air. He said something to the effect of, we're looking at expansion. And with expansion, it gives us the chance to look at geographic realignment for Major League Baseball. We know there's been plenty of that. Baseball has seen its fair share of expansion teams over really the last 50 years or so. 55 years really has been the bulk of the more recent expansion in Major League Baseball. Let's start with the expansion part of it, DP. Sounds like there's a $2 billion buy-in, and four markets really seem like they're in the running. Sounds like Nashville is up there, Charlotte is up there, Portland, and Salt Lake City. I know you and I broached the Salt Lake one. I think that one makes sense for a lot of reasons. Let's assume Salt Lake gets a team just for the purposes of our conversation. If Major League Baseball is going to add one more team and go to a 32-team league like the NFL, between Portland, Charlotte, and Nashville, who do you think has the best chance of getting that 32nd team?
Oh, poor Portland. The best thing for Portland is Seattle.
Indeed.
And giving them a natural. The same Charlotte covers the mid-Atlantic for Atlanta and D.C.
Mm-hmm. That kind of gap between those two.
It's the same NFL rules. Mm-hmm. Just that's why the Carolina Panthers existed. That for all those decades, it was Washington and Atlanta were the control the mid-Atlantic. And then they figured out that, geez, if we put something in the middle with a really nice airport, and a hub, no less. Mm-hmm. Charlotte has it. Now, Charlotte has money. It has room. It has space. And it's used to doing expansion sports pretty effectively. Mm-hmm. So that's in the play. Nashville, same thing. If you're not going to do Charlotte, you would do Nashville. If you made that decision, it makes all the sense in the world. Middle of the country or mm-hmm. middle ish.
No, they can handle pro sports.
You give, you know, the weather is a thing, right? For, mm-hmm. for that in Charlotte. But you know, it's been done. It's been done. I would say that the extremes win for that very reason. But if you're Kansas City and you're pushing Kansas City, St. Louis, and you're pushing middle of the country, Nashville is a wonderful way to hub Atlanta, Dallas. It allows you to put things in order. So for me, I would like to see young man outside. For me, I would like to see the West have another. We've done that thing where we've just ignored the West. Mm-hmm. But if Salt Lake is in play, then that answers it. I'm not sure that they're going to. They say two. I'm really not sure that it's not a six.
36 seems like a lot. That'd be the biggest pro sports league in America.
But it strikes everything about Major League Baseball and what they're aspiring to be. That
so then what are those next two markets? If we assume those four get teams.
Think of the amount, would you say, $2 billion each?
Yeah.
Right? What ownership group in Major League Baseball is going to turn down an additional $4 billion? We don't know any. Mm-hmm. We don't know any. If you tell me that the market allows for two, why take $4 billion if $8 billion's on the table? That's not the process that in which they work. And if you're going to do that and go to 34, then 36 is a much natural leap. It's the you know, college football playoff. If you do 12, a much more natural number in those sorts of situations is 16. People mm-hmm. miss the math. You jumped straight from 4 to a 12 conversation when mm-hmm. the 8 to 16 is a much more natural conversation. So I, you know, the NFL with 32, they have problems with that. Like, it actually creates some things that if you separated conferences, well, what's the natural split for the conferences?
Usually it's East West,
right? That if it's 16 and 16, you can do work. I understand the 32 version of it. But I also understand the 36.
The 18 and 18.
I'm okay with that, especially when the money's right. If you're a fan in Nashville, Portland, Charlotte, et cetera, do you care who else comes in with you?
I'm more concerned about the division I get placed in than who my fledgling brothers and sisters are.
Right. So you're going to do business with, but they're not bringing anybody in who doesn't have a natural fit, mm-hmm. right? Those markets have identified within themselves where they belong long before Major League Baseball has figured it out. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knew that Charlotte deserved NFL football and that was supported in full the way that it did? Nashville went back and forth. We had that discussion mm-hmm. over whether, you know, why Nashville over Houston? Well, no, you can have both. And if you can have both, you should probably
take both.
Take both. So I'd say Carolina and Portland just because that corners, you know, they're both coastal. Mm-hmm. You give Seattle and San Francisco and Colorado a little bit more to mm-hmm. dance with. Salt Lake, the airport kind of calls to it, but why not do Portland and Salt Lake? Why not do Charlotte and Nashville? It really is the same work. Mm-hmm. Then it just becomes alignment.
Then it becomes alignment. Let's move on to that part of it. In most proposals I've seen, DP, let's say that most people are assuming Major League Baseball would only pick two, mm-hmm. at least to begin with, get them to a 32-team league. We know the NFL has done the 8 divisions of 4 teams, 4 in each conference, AFC and NFC. But we also forget the NHL has it split up by 8s, not by 4s. Mm-hmm. When it comes to alignment, would you rather see 8 divisions of 4 teams across the two conferences or leagues? Or would you rather see 2 divisions, to conferences of eight teams in either league.
So what I think they as a fan, I want some consistency in who I'm going to see, but and I also want some consistency in who I could see.
Okay.
To have balance allows you to say eight team conferences, divisions, give you seven business partners. You make decisions together. You agree with one another. You're going to see each other the most. So if you're New York and you have access, you're a Yankees fan, who do you want to see the most?
Boston, probably the Mets. I guess Baltimore might be in that conversation.
Philly.
Philly, probably.
Right. There's some things. There are people you want to do business with.
Yeah.
Right. If you're the Yankees, do you care about going across the border to Toronto?
Not particularly. Probably not.
No. Probably not particularly. Mm-hmm. If you're the Texas Rangers and the Houston Astros, you do really good business when you see each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do that. Mm-hmm. Let's do that. Look, whatever other decisions. The Dodgers, Padres, Giants, A's. If you put them anywhere together, how much more business do they do?
That's funny because you skipped over another LA team.
I did.
Because they don't deserve it right now.
Well,
poorly run franchise.
Well, but the A's will end up out of it, so the Angels end up in the conversation, right? The A's move to Vegas and become a part of the Colorado corridor,
right,
of what you're going to deal with, or Vegas, right? Mm-hmm. And in the space, Arizona waving frantically from the border. Hey guys, we're neighbors.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Give us some love over here, but the reality is, right, you're not that important.
Right.
You haven't earned a seat at the table to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. So I'm okay with going bigger in the bulk. Think Big Ten. 4 years ago, you had the conferences and you were kind of meh. Mm-hmm. Like, you're looking over the fence. Like, what are y'all doing over there? Right. Well, we're over here in the West. What are y'all doing over there? Mm-hmm. You missed opportunity. You missed some business meetings. If in bulk you have access to Oregon, Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, you're going to do better business.
So are you then advocating for that East-West split, or would you keep American League, National League?
I'm not sure that it's not North, South, East, West. I'm because if, and distance matters, like geography matters.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But if, where are you going to put Chicago, East or West?
That's just the thing.
Right.
Right. Because there's a whole middle of the country that, as I see these breakdowns, I'm just going to go from the Royals perspective, right? Uh-huh. Favorite team. I've seen two different proposals. One of them had Royals Cardinals. Mm-hmm. Cool. Makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. And then along with the Royals and Cardinals, they had Houston,
Texas.
And Texas.
Mm-hmm. And the Southwest.
But they called it the South, doesn't sit right with me as a Royals fan. I know Missouri is south of Nebraska. But to me, that would be the Central, because they didn't have a division called the Central, and it's in the middle part of the country. The other proposal I saw, DP, and I think that more fans in this area would be more on board with this because we have quite a few Cubs fans here, is obviously in that division I mentioned, it splits up the Cubs and the Cardinals. That's historic. We know how much that rivalry means to them. That's certainly more of a rivalry being a divisional game than Royals-Cardinals is. So the other proposal I saw had the Royals, the Rockies, the Rangers, and the Astros. Yeah. Rockies just felt like a weird throw-in. That one I don't like at all. But I think that would probably sit better with more baseball traditionalists because you keep that Cubs-Cardinals rivalry together.
Oh, my pushback.
My pushback to that is baseball has gone to the system where you play everyone, right? I guarantee that you would still get a home and home between Cubs and Cardinals every year. If the Dodgers and the Giants got split up, you would still get at least a home and home between them. Or what I could really see Major League Baseball doing is, you know, three series a year, probably not a neutral series, but if you're the home team, 1 year you get two home series and you go on the road for one. And then that alternates every year because you do great business. Like you said, when it's Dodgers, Giants, when it's, you know, Yankees, Mets, right? Which in this case, in a lot of cases, would become a divisional game. I'm not so mad about Yankees, Mets in the same division because I'm not a big Subway Series guy. You know, if they're playing in the same division, you get that animosity more often. I don't like having the World Series or, you know, the NBA Finals, whatever it could be. No, obviously not the Finals. But even the World Series right in Chicago or Los Angeles, even the Bay Area Series we've had before, I don't like excluding it. You know, the rest
they
of the
left the Royals out of the Midwest and put in the Reds.
Which... Well, because they mislabeled it, in my opinion.
Right.
Because to me, you can have an East region with Boston, Philly, and the two New Yorks.
Right.
You can do Great Lakes with Toronto. I would assume probably then you would throw in Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Detroit.
How,
you can do Twins, Brewers, and two Chicago teams.
My nephew uses the word Oogie. Oogie. Some of that. Listen, if you tell me that you're literally just going to just mesh some of this, that Toronto, Minnesota, Detroit, Milwaukee.
I don't like that setup. I like the one I just said.
Ooh, I get the shivers at the idea that I have to buy tickets to watch this. No. But you also can't stop Yankees, Mets, Red Sox, Phillies from having, like, literally, and Big Ten folks, pay attention. Because if the idea of Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, Oregon said, hey, we're going to play each other. The rest of y'all figure it out.
Figure it out.
Right? Like, the rest of it, I mean, it's the SEC. Mm-hmm. If the big boys just say, we don't care.
Sorry, Mississippi State, but not really.
Yeah, right, Vanderbilt.
Sorry, Kentucky, but not really.
Right, like, what do you want us to do?
We'll talk to you during basketball.
You know, it's Bama, Texas, Georgia.
LSU, Florida.
You know, there's a group of six sitting back going, oh, let's all make a whole lot more money. If you put it where you can drive to your rivals, you change the business.
Mm-hmm.
I use this conversation to circle into college football because I don't know if there was ever an ideal perfect time for drivability because drivability changes the money in the space that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And if you can put Nebraska, Iowa State, Missouri,
Kansas State,
put them in the same pocket and allow
Oklahoma State.
Right. To tell me that Nebraska fans wouldn't battle to go to every game in every sport because it actually makes sense. Because
it's doable.
It's doable. You know what? I can go from a recruiting standpoint. It's competitive. It's locked in. Certain style of player. You know the towns. You know the route to get there. Good weather, bad weather, in between weather. You know what you're dealing with. Flights are wonderful, but not always necessary.
Right.
Right. And that if you ask the typical Big Ten football fan, they would rather spend more on the ticket than on the travel to get there. Right. Mm-hmm. So, and the fact that you can petition some of this stuff that, hey, Nebraska, Kansas on a Saturday at 2:00, means traffic both ways becomes more bearable and more money being spent. Major League Baseball is in the pocket. And by the way, the NBA and the NFL are watching because it's going to tell them, one, what the study says, what all the fans would say, because, again, just me, imagine, you know, a division that had the Jets and Giants and Patriots and Steelers in it, or Steelers.
Oh, Cleveland, sorry, Buffalo.
Steven, right. Well, Buffalo goes over there. That allows Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Cincinnati to fight it out. Oh, right. Like, what are we doing?
So let me ask you this. Major League Baseball looking at expansion and realignment. Mm-hmm. Is that because they're playing catch up to the NBA and the NFL, or is this Major League Baseball being a first mover?
They're in trouble. I think they're in trouble. One, because you have such a big schedule. Like, that's the biggest schedule of the bunch, but it's also the biggest opportunity. If you get it right, and in the biggest pockets, so in the biggest media hubs, right? Which is why you have to let Northeast California, you have to let the big hubs do what they do. Let them eat. Like, I'm not going to be mad at you. Let them eat. Right?
Because turning into that South hub as well right now.
Well, because if they eat, we all eat better. And not for nothing, but I'm pushing the Texas Rangers, Houston Astros, Atlanta Braves. I'm pushing them in the same pocket because that's an easy trip to make. Oh, we could do, wait a minute. And if it's those teams who know each other, are familiar, then you could start to look at New Orleans baseball. Like, you get to look at New Orleans baseball and we're having a different conversation. You could include, think about it, Miami and Tampa, you're allowing yourselves to do better business there because, again, you can go back and forth. And then you can look at a third place, maybe Orlando. Because, I don't know, Disney and baseball seem like they would get along just fine together.
Old Dad 34 on the text line says, MLB is trying to tear apart history by changing what they've already done with interleague play and now this. Stop it, as DP would say. Here's the thing. On the one hand, yes, but also I'm sure these conversations were had every time Major League Baseball expanded. Let's not pretend like baseball has been static since its inception.
It's not static. It's evolving, but right. You don't want to devolve.
No, you don't want to lose everything. But if you can, that's what I'm saying. That's my main pushback, is that you will still get every series that you want.
I don't know that you do, though.
I think you do. 162 games. If you only have three divisional opponents instead of four that you have to play 13 to 19 games against, that's a lot of wiggle room. That's a lot of flexibility to make sure you get an extra series or two against the teams that matter most to each other.
Oh, no, but if you're the AL Northeast, New York, Boston, Philly, you're not particularly paying attention to Miami, Tampa, et cetera. You're just not.
Exactly.
Right? Exactly. I don't need them on my schedule. Give me the Southwest. Give me New York, Boston, Philly, with LA, San Diego, and whoever, right? I'm going to win. If I want the traditional, it's Midwest versus Northeast, where I get Cards, Cubs, Reds versus any of those teams from the Northeast. We're packed anyway, right? And it's great television. Those are your national games. Those are the ones that draw people. Those are the ones that highlight the stars. It certainly separates the haves and the have-nots, because quite frankly, none of the rich folks are in the mid-Atlantic. None of the, like, you're not talking, those are the mini minor league, the major minor leagues anyway, that Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cleveland is a factor, but it still doesn't spend the money of the New Yorks and Bostons. So, look, we're going to pay attention to what you're doing, only to harvest talent. It's the same thing applies. If you're the Rockies, Royals, and any other variety of that, right? Texas and Houston work in their own spaces, which is why I think if you put Atlanta with them.
Easy trip.
Right. Easy trips makes all the sense in the world. Why?
So then do you throw Arizona in there or Miami in there?
I would. You consider both, that with Texas, both Texas teams and Miami, Atlanta, or Arizona, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. It makes Arizona and Texas make perfect sense. Mm-hmm. Atlanta as the next fill-in. Phoenix to Atlanta is easy.
San Diego, Arizona, Dallas, Houston, Atlanta.
Yep. You get
straight line,
right? You get all of that in order. You can build some rivalry. They travel well to different places. I think a big part of the travel aspect of it is what matters. And then you're going to open the curtain to the Wizard of Oz and find out what owners really don't like each other. Like this is what you're really getting. Can I erase the board and rediscover the conversation? Mm-hmm. That what you're really seeing and what you're about to see is which ownership pockets really get along. Because if they don't, you don't want to partner with somebody that doesn't do business the way you do, doesn't have the financial priorities that you do, doesn't have the drawing power. Their owners, we know, this is the Jay Foreman theory, a third of the major league teams don't really want to win the World Series each year because it requires work and money that they don't want to spend.
A third of the teams are happy to be there, and then you're winning third.
Hey, top third, we can name those teams. We know the 10 teams that, quite frankly, we need to get after this. And in the middle, when we're good, great. We are exceptional, Kansas City. When we're really good, it means a lot. When we're not, I will turn you off. I will turn you off and go to something else. That's what we're finding out right now.
DP, did you know that the Royals are currently 1.5 games back of a wild card spot right now?
Chasing the Yankees, and I meant to ask you this, but you can give me the answer after the break. If you had to wager from 10 pennies, and you had to, how many of those pennies would you wager that they capture this thing?
I'll think about it, give you the answer, and we get back to old school.
Back to old school with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back on old school, DP and Austin with you. Big thanks to the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese for their sponsorship of the show. We also want to let you know that the Lincoln Lancaster County Health Department has launched Credible Mind, a free confidential mental health platform at myhealthymind.crediblemind.com. An overdose can happen right in front of you. Look for blue lips, slowed breathing, pinpoint pupils, or unresponsiveness. These signs can be deadly. Credible Mind gives you tools and resources to be ready and protect those around you. All right, DP, you asked me, if I had 10 pennies, how many of them would I wager on the Kansas City Royals completing their comeback from the brink to make it into the playoffs? As it stands right now, as the Phillies sweep the Mariners, the Royals are 1.5 games behind the Mariners and the Red Sox right now for the final American League wild card spot. The Yankees are 3 games clear of them, but then there are those 3 teams, the Red Sox, the Mariners, and the Royals, all within 1.5 or 2 of each other. Think about this before I give you the answer for how many pennies. As of 1 week ago today, the Royals playoff odds, according to FanGraphs, were at 7%. Going into Monday, they jumped a little bit to 12.3%. Entering today, as of 5 hours ago, the Royals playoff odds are 1-4, 24.7%. Still a lot of work left to do because the Yankees are up. Red Sox have, I believe, the season series against the Royals, and the Royals are still chasing the Mariners. But they've gotten hot. They've made a little bit of a run during an easier part of their schedule. So right now, if I have 10 pennies, how many of them am I putting on the Royals? I'm putting on, I'd say, 2 pennies. I'm rooting for it, obviously. I'm wearing my Cags shirt today. Jack Caglione on his rehab assignment, tearing it up again for KC. But this Royals team, DP, has just tantalized and teased all year long. They're going to do just enough to not make it. They had a 16-2 stretch across, I think that was mid to late May and into early June before the offense completely evaporated. Whole lot of pitching injuries that they've weathered for the most part so far. It has been a valiant effort of a season from the Royals. Hasn't gone exactly as planned, but I see myself viewing this Royal season through a very similar lens as I did Nebraska men's basketball. 2 years ago, Nebraska men's basketball makes the tournament. Last year, they qualify for the crown. Last season, the Royals make the playoffs. They win wild card series against Baltimore before falling to the Yankees in four games. And obviously there's no consolation tournament in Major League Baseball. There's no NIT there. But I think for both those franchises, teams, programs, it can be a step back in the year to year. Clearly, not making the NCAA tournament was a step back for Nebraska basketball. Missing the playoffs is missing the playoffs. But for a franchise like the Royals that just doesn't go to the playoffs in back-to-back years, that is either really in the thick of it or way out of it, kind of same thing for Nebraska men's basketball. We know there haven't been a lot of tournament appearances in school history. Even if in the micro, the year-to-year, it's a step back for both teams, they both proved they're doing business better, they're handling themselves more professionally, and there's a solid foundation to build off of. So maybe the Royals end up missing the playoffs. I still think that's more likely, and FanGraphs would even tell you 75% of the times the Royals will miss the playoffs. But the Royals are still in the race here in mid to late August after a surprise year that they improved their one loss record by 30 games. And so even if they miss the playoffs, it is still a step in the right direction for the franchise as a whole.
That currently in the American League and the teams that are behind the Royals, two-game losing streak, Royals with a five-game win streak above them, the Mariners have managed to go into a five-game spin. Mm-hmm. The Red Sox, three-game spin.
Because the Red Sox are playing the Yankees. Mariners just got beat by the Phils.
Yankees go on a four-game win streak, which, mm-hmm. you know, provides some air. But above that as well, the Astros go on a four-game losing streak. And that falls in play. That, in truth, you start identifying the people directly above you. Mm-hmm. Not only in the wild card, but in the division. And if you feel like they're within reach, sometimes the greater reach may be the bigger prize, that if you can find your way through. I think that here's what I think about the Royals. Sadly, I agree with you that I think that they're teasing mm-hmm. you.
It's what they've done all year.
Yeah, I think they're teasing you because at four games over 500, there have been both ends of the spectrum where you thought if you said, hey, at this point of season, they're four games over 500. You would be both surprised and upset, disappointed at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Right? I would tell you I take it.
Right?
But
disappointed, right? Disappointed, mm-hmm. right? But there also been times if you had said, hey, they're going to be two games back and four games over 500, you'd have thrown confetti. Mm-hmm. Right? Because it was mm-hmm. just going so bad.
Yeah.
Teams are who they are. And every now and then you get lightning in a bottle and you get the run and it is exclusive and outside of your norm.
And that was last year with the Tigers, the run that they made from under 500 to the wild card round. It just doesn't strike me that the Lightning's going to strike twice in the same division back-to-back years.
At 68 wins, and this is the thing that you have to pay attention to, that you're three games back in the win column. But it's the all-important loss column. You know, people will drive that home that you're one game in the loss column behind the Mariners, but you're also even in the loss column with the Guardians, who is a team that I still circle more than the Mariners. I circle the Guardians because they have just enough dog.
They have the devil magic that you and I both know, DP.
Yep.
When it comes down to crunch time, Seattle will find a way to screw it up.
And they... Guardians will break out the Ricky Vaughn, you know, wild thing music, mm-hmm. and the drums will reemerge, and it's just the vibe. I think. Who do you think Major League Baseball, as business partners, want to beat the three wild card teams in the American League?
Clearly, New York and Boston. Hmm? Clearly, those two are in there.
More so than who wins those divisions,
right?
It's uh-huh. all important.
Just get him in the playoffs.
Hey, get him in.
And then I think you can go a bunch of different directions, right? Texas, their two-game losing streak has, of course, come at the hands of the Royals, and even more important than the two-game losing streak, 2-8 in their last 10. Mm-hmm. That's not a good look. That's a big market that has a World Series in the not too recent past. Major League Baseball is not mad at that. I really think, though, that Major League Baseball would kind of prefer Seattle, right? Having that Pacific Northwest outpost, get a team to say, oh, we broke our curse. We were one game away last year. We missed it. We're back in the playoffs. And I think, you know, Cal Raleigh has done some wonders for Major League Baseball, right? He's really brought some excitement up there. Not to say Julio Rodriguez, you know, isn't still the face of that franchise with the contract they gave him. But man, I think if you can spark Seattle up there, that then ties into the expansion, right? Oh, Pacific Northwest people love baseball. Look how they rallied behind the Mariners in their surprise run through the American League Championship Series, hypothetically. We feel comfortable putting a team in Portland or maybe in Salt Lake. They deserve a travel partner. But I don't think Major League Baseball cares who the third team is as long as two of them are the Yankees and the Red Sox for business.
Yeah, I think that is a fair statement. That, and I think it is a three-team race in full. That Mariners, Royals, Guardians, all in those teams that are currently above 500. Mm-hmm. You want it to be a winning team.
Yeah,
that you mm-hmm. spend your emotional energy on, mm-hmm. and it makes me eliminate the Rangers and Rays. But then, and in this case, I'll add, okay. So here's the question: of those three teams, Seattle, Kansas City, Cleveland, mm-hmm. better pitching, starting pitching.
So this speaks to the text line here. A friend Dan from Canopy says the Royals have the pitching. If the bats get hot, they can make a run. They're leaving a ton on base. To go back to what you said before, DP, if you told me the Royals were four games above 500 right now, or, you know, the beginning of the year, but, oh, okay, wonder how the season's gone. If you told me the Royals are four games above 500 with Cole Reagans, I don't think pitching double-digit time, certainly didn't reach 15 starts for the Royals this year. He was their ace coming into the year. With Seth Lugo being good and now really backing up over the last couple months, with Chris Bubich being the breakout, you know, guy in the American League in terms of pitchers, now he's on the shelf. They lost their top three pitchers for an extended period of time to injury or performance. And the offense, if you look just at it, runs scored, it's the worst in the AL. They've scored 10 fewer runs than the White Sox have, 16 fewer runs than the Guardians have. Worst offense in the AL. Down three pitchers. I'm here. I'm with you. Cool. They're gritty. They're gutting it out. I really appreciate what they're doing. But you have to look at Seattle for the pitching. All five of their starters are still there, available, and excellent. Shutdown guy who was an all-star in the back end of the bullpen. There's a reason Seattle's in front right now. The offense has been pretty good. The pitching has been elite for most of the year. So I think pitching-wise, you give the edge to Seattle.
I think, and I don't want to lose it in the discussion, that Astros-Seattle, they're a game and a half apart for the division.
I know.
Right, to go through and go, okay, mm-hmm. let's not do mm-hmm. that. Like, I mm-hmm. don't want to write that off and miss it. And sometimes in the pursuit of the all-important divisional title, you lose sight and you do things that would make you cost yourself the wild card. Mm-hmm. Like, we've watched it. And you kind of go all in. I got to win these games. Mm-hmm. No, you got to win as many games.
Yeah.
And it depends on the management in those spaces for you to figure out what that is. I think that's a part of the conversation as well, that mm-hmm. can Houston come back? And again, it's just a bad week.
Well, Houston's had like 17 dudes on the IL all year. The Mariners have been the story, and yet Houston still leads the division.
Yeah, that, you know,
and infrastructure, man.
Yeah, it's balance and depth, all of those things. I think, you know, you look at the rosters and say, okay, that makes perfect sense. But yes, if your best hitter sitting at home, you know, with a broken hand for the bulk of this, you know, he's the mm-hmm. gatekeeper.
Yeah.
Alvarez is the gatekeeper for all the mm-hmm. other talent that goes on around there. And yeah, you go and get Correa and Alvarez changes
a lot.
Man, that mm-hmm. just, it changes everything. So I think it becomes interesting for the Royals. Every opportunity. I mean, I'd love to look at their final, you know, quarter of a season.
So the Royals are in the midst of the stretch mm-hmm. right now. They'll finish up tonight and tomorrow afternoon against Texas, three against Detroit on the road, three against the White Sox on the road, and then come home for three more against Detroit. That's going to be a big next 10, 11 games. Then after that.
So the six against Detroit, look, you're going to get the White Sox.
You better.
Like you're going to get the White Sox. But the six home and away against Detroit tells everything. And remember, if Detroit has a 9.5 game lead in the division. Mm-hmm. So there's a different need to mm-hmm. than Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Hopefully the games are played that way. If you can go circle it, if you can go 6-3, help yourself. mm-hmm. right?
And then after that, it's Angels and Twins.
Thank you.
Probably 4-2. Again, you got to go. Then here's this stretch, DP. Yeah. Guardians, who are still going to be scrappy. Mm-hmm. Phillies, ooh. Need it, got to have it.
Yep.
Then 3 with the Mariners. That's going to be huge for tiebreaker. Whoever wins 2 of those 3 or more gets the tiebreaker edge in wild card. Then a series with the Blue Jays in approximately a month from today. That's a division leader. That is in Kauffman. But then the Royals finish out on the road. 3 at the Angels, 3 at the A's. If they can tread water in that Guardians, Phillies, Mariners stretch and Blue Jays, if they can go 500 in that stretch, and then you finish up with 6 against the Angels and A's, you feel okay.
Yeah.
You feel okay.
Yeah, they gave you the minor league schedule. Those are bags already packed for both of those final 6 games. Those are people, as a matter of fact, you're going to show up to the stadium and they're the opposing dugout will have golf carts in them instead. So 6, you know, buffer that what would the 6 wins do for the record? Mm-hmm. It's in play. Don't crap the bed against Detroit and Toronto. That's what I would hope.
That is what is in play. We'll go to break. We'll wrap up Hour 1 of Old School in a moment.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're wrapping up Hour 1 of Old School. Austin Orman, DP with you. Been a lot of good Major League Baseball talk. Before we move off of that and onto football, for I assume the rest of the show here at DP, we do have this from the text line. So Ben wants to know, speaking of the Mariners, if you had been hit 5 times in your previous 15 at-bats, and a bunch of them are from the same pitcher, would you throw your bat at the pitcher just like Victor Robles did?
Okay. In high school, I was hit the first 3 times it was a rival team. We had played them previous in the year, and the year before, I stole 3 bases against them the year before, stole 2 in the first game, first time we played them. He hit me, and I was an agitator. That was my job. That was my job.
Lead off guy.
Get on, stir it up, you know, agitate. Mm-hmm. Willie Mays Hayes. You know, mm-hmm. I was going to stir it up. How far are you going? 90 feet. So he hit me. First time, right in the badonk. Right? I'm cool with it.
Whatever.
Second time through, and we're already ahead in the game. And I'm going to bunt from the left-hand side. I'm just going to drag it and beat it out. He comes inside all the way. Like he sees the foot move, throws at my front foot, hits me. Third time up, same rules apply. I'm going to bunt on. Once again, this time it hits me on the arm, on the guide arm.
Yeah.
Right. So fourth time, at this point, I know I've won. What's he going to do? If you're going to throw at me, you're giving me a triple. Mm-hmm. You're already losing. I've scored 3 times. What good does charging the mound do? What would it accomplish? Mm-hmm. The guy behind me would most certainly like me on second base to drive in to get an RBI. Mm-hmm. So, and if I'm having that kind of game where I score 3 runs, why would I take myself out?
Right.
Like, play the game. Play the game. They're too much machismo. Hey, you threw at me. You're not throwing, like, you know, I'll take the hit. Like, I don't need to charge the mound. I've never charged the mound or had a player on a team I coach charge the mound. It just wasn't a part of baseball to me.
No, and that makes sense to me. The backstory for this is Joey Estes hit Victor Robles. They're both former major leaguers, currently in the minor leagues. Estes had hit Robles a couple times in the majors and then came inside with one again. Robles' statement on Instagram after this was, yep, shouldn't have done it. The context is I'm coming off a long rehab assignment, don't really like getting plunked, and my mom died, and I'm not handling that the best. So not an excuse for my actions, just thought you should all know the context.
So imagine Yordan Alvarez and broken hand. And then you go rehab and the guy hits you on your hand twice or throws at your hands. Okay. I'm going to say some things, but throwing a bat and that sort of stuff. No.
Yeah.
I'm not.
There's a line.
Yeah.
Throwing a bat across it. 10-game suspension for him at the minor league Level DP, I know you got business. I know Jay's in the building. Thanks for stopping by, chatting some ball.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. It's old school. We'll be back to talk some football with Husker Hall of Famer Jay Foreman on the other side.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.